I was ready to hate the book in two pages.
It's my review. The review.
Hello and welcome to another edition of The Review. With me. This week's review is on, drum roll please, The Vanishing Half by Britt Bennett. Everything that I say is purely my opinion on the book. You may have your own thoughts on the book, you might like it more, you might dislike it more, and that's okay. Absolutely valid. Share what you thought about the book and let's get into a conversation. All right, so now let's get into the book. Let me tell you about this book. First, let's look at the storyline. There's so much going on in this book, I don't even know how to describe it, but let's give it a whirl. It's about a set of twins who were born in a small town and escape to find out that what they thought they wanted isn't all it's cracked up to be. One twin realizes this and makes her way back to the town that she had left, albeit to escape her current situation. The other found her bliss, but was trapped in her web of lies that allowed her to stay in the life that she'd always dreamed of. Throughout the book, Bennett maneuvers realistically through the ideas of topics such as race, sex, society, and so much more. She makes it so vivid that you're able to feel and live it through with her. The book is set from the 50s through to the 80s, and it does it a great service in allowing her to talk about race in such a manner that even though it's spoken about so much, it doesn't overpower the book. It just has a good place in there because that is what went on back then. It's also full of so much dysfunctional love, but it's realistic because you could probably find a couple around you that is probably basing their relationship on something just as dysfunctional as the things that she talks about. The ending isn't what I expected, and I enjoyed that because although it kept me engrossed and just longing for more, it wasn't in a cliffhanger kind of way, so it was so satisfying. Character development. I think it came across so well that she took time to develop each character through and through. I felt like I got to know each important character, and I even found myself saying,
"No, I wouldn't like it if you did that."
And just making assumptions for the characters as the story progressed. Things I didn't like. I found it quite hard to get into the book initially. By page two, I was ready to set the book down and was like, I ain't doing this. But then I remember that my sister told me to always try to read 100 pages of a book before she decides whether or not she's gonna read it. I get invested by 100 pages and I'm gonna wanna read it whether it's good or bad, but by page 14, I was taken in so much. The only other thing I didn't like about the book was the fact that it went back and forth a bit within chapters sometimes, and it took a bit of getting used to. I'm someone who prefers to have a solid way of saying that we're going back, like in italics or something like that, so that it's clear that we're doing a flashback. But that's just a preference really, so it doesn't really take away from the book from someone who's able to follow it a bit better. I'm a bit dyslexic when it comes to processing, so I just found it a bit harder to get through. But again, that's a preference thing, so I personally didn't like it for that reason. My thoughts. Once I got into the book, I really didn't want to put it down. I was up again like I was a kid with the lights off but the corridor light on, trying to read the book and get through chapters. So I really did enjoy it once I got my foot in there and got into it. Oh my word, her manipulation of words was so beautiful. I loved seeing the way she brought the characters out through the story itself rather than fully describing each character to us on her own. So I really enjoyed that. I have another crush. Life lessons. When Stella was lying hardcore trying to hide everything about her so that she could live the life that she had managed to manipulate her way into, that made me think at times we judge people based on experiences we've never had. And the truth is, we really don't know for sure what we wouldn't do when it comes to survival. Jude's storyline reminded me that the most harshly rejected people are usually ones to open their hearts up more to others into their group. And finally, no matter who loves and accepts you, it will always be a struggle to accept love and acceptance if you can't learn to love and accept yourself. It makes sense. A Christian take. Personally, this book had me thinking about ways in which I had neglected to share the love of God with others based on selfish reasons. I also did feel bad at times for judging and rejecting people before I ever got to know them, rather than remembering to love the person and hate the sin. It also reminded me of what I believe marriage is, a union between man, woman and God, and the importance of not rushing into relationships just to feel validated. And it's not my usual type of book for fiction, I guess I need to put that out there. I'm usually into murder mysteries like James Patterson's and stuff like that, so it was a new kind of book for me. With that in mind, my review is... at. I loved it. I think that this was a modern book within which she covers so much in 300 and something pages. And she had this magic way of bringing you in and making you understand and feel a part of the book. Like, I really connected with almost every character. I love the way that she ended it differently. I just love the book. And shocking, because again, like I said, I was ready to hate the book in two pages. So that's my review. Before I go, question guys, if you were married and you found out that the person you had married was pretending to be something completely different for 10 plus years, what would be your reaction? I just want to know. Also, let me know what books you're reading. I want to be able to expand my library, both fiction and non-fiction, because I'd really like to get into some things that are out of my circle. So thanks for tuning in guys, love you all. I now have a schedule. It's going to be every 3 weeks. I'm going to see you every 3 weeks. So make sure you're here on time every 3 weeks on a Sunday night at 8 p.m. UK time. Love ya. Bye.
It's my review. The review.
I'll be still, Lord, and know that you're